7:34 p.m, Friday, 14th of February. Location: a truly horrible bar designed to make everyone feel like they will never belong anywhere in life. There's a gold-plated moose head on the wall, a giant fake gold chandelier, mirrors everywhere, and uplighting. What kind of monster do you have to be to install uplighting? I'm sitting still, very still. I've arranged myself into the perfect, casual but attractive pose at the bar, with my best side, the right, facing the door. It's not terribly comfortable, but that's all right, because MWCBTO, man who could be the one, should be here any second. And if films have taught me anything, and they have taught me everything, love at first sight is key to all this happily ever after stuff. A few minutes pass and I remain frozen, peripherally aware that the barmaid is watching my best Madame Tussauds waxwork impression with curiosity. "Are you all right?" she asks, eventually, smiling awkwardly as she wipes around me with her J-cloth. "Am I all right?" Well, that's quite a big question. It's Valentine's Day and I'm sitting alone on a stool, even though stools are my nemesis. Seriously, can anyone climb on or off a stool with any elegance? And will they show me how? Because I won't be able to go to the loo all night. Waiting for a potentially no-show blind date. My face is shiny and flustered, and I didn't bring my blotting patches. Oh, and there is also nervous sweat leaking into my eyes. She probably doesn't want that whole stream of consciousness, though, so I nod cheerfully instead and ask for more alcohol. If I'm going to be stood up, I might as well enjoy myself. She smiles. Will a white wine do? I grin, still nodding. You look very nice, by the way, she adds, pouring liberally without a measure, for which I am eternally grateful. Thank you, I beam at her, thinking nice won't do. Balancing carefully on one bum cheek, I hitch my skirt up a bit higher and pull my top down a little lower. Nobody wants nice. As if by slutty magic, my phone vibrates. It's him. It's not him. It's Sophie. Are you okay? Question mark. Kiss, 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 kiss. I roll my eyes. Everyone's worried about me, constantly asking if I'm okay. I've had a grand total of 11 messages today from friends and family checking I'm doing okay and sending love. Jackie, fucking 52-year-old Jackie from work, whose best friend is in prison for stealing from their local bingo hall, Jackie feels sorry for me. It's so great hearing how much my loved ones think being single on Valentine's Day when you're nearly 30 is worse than death. I make eye contact with the golden moose. Actually, yeah, maybe this situation is worse than death. My sister, Jennifer, set this date up. She said, and I'm quoting directly here, "If I leave it to you, you'll die alone. And I won't come over and stop the cats eating you. I won't do it. I have enough on my plate." So she arranged tonight with Martin, who is apparently not great looking, but you're desperate and he will do for you. So that's exciting. He used to work as some kind of sexy sounding tax lawyer with Jen's husband, Andrew, and has been single for just a couple of months. But Jen says that's when you have to pounce. Any longer and they get snapped up. Martin and I have exchanged a few very formal tax lawyery type texts. Honestly, I felt like he was going to ask for my national insurance number at one point, and he chose the bar and time. I didn't really clock that it was V-Day when we set it up, but it's impossible to forget now, what with all the sad texts. Plus, the second I was out the door, I saw a couple holding an actual heart-shaped pink balloon. They weren't even ashamed. There's only one day of the year those heinous people are allowed to emerge, and today is that day. It's like witches on Halloween, but their magic power is making everyone around them puke. A few more minutes pass and I send MWCBTO another text. "I hope you're not lost!" exclamation mark. "I'm sitting at the bar getting trashed alone!" exclamation mark. "I look super cool!" exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.